their hope burns eternal in Boston.
At the most, I have two more free coffees, and then it's over. I'll have to be buying my own Joe for the next 5 months and 20 days or so.
I think it's pretty good myself, but that's all right. Come on, that makes American great.
With some friends, and they've got lots of room.
Hey, I was with Howie a few weeks ago.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio. Back in Boston.
And that's so important to me as a city, as mayor, but also to the city of Boston.
It's Howie Carr.
Oh, Boston, you're my home.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. If you would like to join us, 844-500-4242. It's the beginning of the long Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. And I will be working on Monday. I haven't been working the last few Memorial Days, but I will be this Monday. So you can not give me any grief on the chump line about it today. Or you can give me some grief. But I will be here. And, you know, I was listening to those Mumbles cuts. Maybe we'll play some Mumbles cuts on Monday. And then maybe Jared, you can use that thumb drive and maybe start getting some Ted Kennedy stuff. The shirt heard around the world. You know, that kind of stuff. There's so many of them. And we're going to have some fun on Monday. We're going to have some fun today, though, too. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And by the way, if you're looking for something to do next Friday, a week from today, it's Grace's birthday, and you can celebrate with all of us here at the Howie Carr Radio Network. You can become a VIP next Friday, a week from today, May 29th. An in-studio experience you will not soon forget. You'll be in studio with Grace Curley for the entirety of her show, and you'll also get to stick around for 2 hours of my show. You'll get to meet me, Grace, Taylor, Jared, see the radio magic happen in real time. Plus, you'll be treated to a delicious lunch spread complete with birthday cake and meet other Grace and Howie fans, too. With your ticket purchase, you'll also receive a special gift bag for taking part in the festivities. Get your tickets at HowieCarrShow.com and click the Grace VIP Birthday Bash banner. So we have a few tickets left, so get on there now. 844-500-4242. And there are all these little local groups of elected officials or appointed officials. I don't even know what this is. I think it's an elected group down on Cape Cod. Barnstable County Assembly of Delegates. And, you know, I think it probably has less power than I used to have when I was a member of the Wellesley Town Meeting, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it's a public group, and they were considering yesterday some of the usual kind of virtue signaling that you now get in Barnstable County since the COVID panic, and all the trust-funded Democrats moved down there and took over and wrecked county politics. And so they were having a virtue signaling, vote or, I don't know, resolution on whether or not to discourage ICE agents from rounding up violent, bloodthirsty criminals on the Cape. Someone says, I live in South Plymouth and there's at least a 2 mile backup at each bridge heading to the Cape. Oh, it's the unofficial start of summer. So you're heading down to the Cape. And again, this body, the Barnstable County Assembly of Delegates, has some kind of power. And so yesterday, I guess it was, they had this hearing, a public hearing on, whether or not to discourage in whatever way they can ICE agents from restoring law and order to the Cape as best they can, given the interference of the Democrat political machinery down there, which doesn't want to enforce law and order, which doesn't want safe streets, et cetera, et cetera. So There was this guy that stood up. He identified himself as a Barnstable County man. We're trying to get his name, and if somebody's got it, I would love to hear it. But he just got up there, and he was just he treated the event with a rather casual nature. He was wearing a yellow T-shirt, I believe it was. And he just comes up. He's 40. He says he's 40 years old, and he just lets him have it. And he said, "I'm sick of this BS with all the illegal aliens." And he actually used the phrase that it's a phrase I've thought of, but I don't use it very often. He said, "I'm tired of being an indentured servant." You know, that's kind of an interesting terminology to use. An indentured servant is not a slave, but he has to, you know, perform duties for the master. It's kind of like an updated version of being a peon. And you know, you have to do this to win your freedom. And what he's basically saying is, I'm paying 40. I work 40% of the year to pay taxes to keep these illegal aliens in living in luxury and getting all the things I can't afford to get. And I work and they don't. And I'm a U.S. citizen and they're not. But he said it very well. And again, this is the kind of thing that the Republican candidates across the board ought to just be making into reels and putting on social media every day. This guy, there's some decent Republican candidates over the years down on the Cape, and you know, I know some of them, and you know, we've worked with some of them, we talked to them, we've tried to help them, but this guy's really good. So this is Barnstable County man, cut six.
I am sick to effing death of paying for the such bullshit, and I'm sick to death of being lectured about compassion, about patience and understanding. I have lived here all my life, and I have been required for all 40 years of that life to obey the law and follow the rules. There will be no Social Security check for me when I can't work anymore. I have never once received any of the benefits that have been spoken of here. Nobody is beating down my door to help me fix up my house so that it doesn't collapse on me or lower the cost of the electricity that I have to pay. I don't get health insurance. I can't afford it. But I am punished by this state for not being able to afford it so that people who are in this country illegally can benefit from it and go see the doctor whenever they want. And that is a fact, and I am sick of it. I am not an ununderstanding individual. I am not an uncompassionate individual, but my generosity has been abused and I am sick of it. I am sick of being treated as an indentured servant to foreign nationals in my country and in my community. And I don't give a damn whose feelings that hurts. So you can either approve this measure and show legal, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens that they do not matter to you, or you can reject it and show them that you are listening. Those are the only two options. And for the record, I traveled abroad to a foreign nation, and you would not believe the amount of documentation I was required to have on me at all times and show whenever anybody asked. And you can bet your ass if I broke their laws, they would have nailed my ass to the wall.
Wow. That guy's good. Somebody just texted me and said his name is Andrew, and he's a regular caller to Ed Lambert's show, which is on XTK, our Cape Cod affiliate, 95.1. He's really good, and he just summed it up. And, I mean, that is it's 2 minutes. That's, you know, in its own way, that's as good as a Spencer Pratt ad. I mean, it's not fancy. You know, it's not AI, and you know, it's not cartoon figures, and there's not villainous cartoon characters like Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom. But he just lays it all out, and I like indentured servant. It's really apt comparison, I think, and also obeying the law. They don't have to obey the law. That's what it comes down to. They don't. 844-500-4242. Please post Cape Cod Man's speech so I can share it. We're going to make a reel out of it later on. And we'll see if we can figure out how to, maybe we'll tweet it out or something. But I just took out the two minutes of it. There's another minute before, but those are the best 2 minutes of it. And he just made his speech, and no one gave him any crap. You know, you see the people behind him, a couple of them. You know, they look like trust funders just moved up from New York. They're kind of rolling their eyes, looking at their phones. But I think he really summed it up, and I think again this. This is what the Republicans in Massachusetts and all the blue states need to be talking about. 844-500-4242. Want to get your reaction to that. I've got so much other stuff. There's so much other slamming going on of these Democrats. And I think I got a good poll question too today. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And get your tickets now at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store for Grace's birthday bash a week from today. I'm Howie Carr.
Watch the show live.
Soundwave Dispatch Rumble.
At rumble.com/ The Howie Carr Show.
Rumble activate.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC. Shop Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. For a large selection of commercial GMC Sierra heavy-duty trucks and Savannah vans with work bodies. Tux Trucks GMC, your commercial truck headquarters. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. You know, yesterday we had a caller a texter randomly texted in. We were talking about Barney Frank's death. And he said, you know, Barney Frank is a giant compared to the current allegation. I'd never thought of it in those terms, but it's true. Even though he was a national disgrace and a laughingstock, and even the Boston Globe demanded that he resign after the hot bottom rent boy scandal, he was still better than anybody we've got now. Certainly smarter, and he had a bunch of memorable quips. Have you ever heard a memorable quip from any of the 9 people now that are in the Massachusetts delegation to the U.S. House of Representatives? I don't think so. So that's our poll question for today. And I took out Ayanna Pressley because I knew she would win overwhelmingly. So this is just beyond Ayanna Pressley. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is, other than Ayanna Pressley, who is the most unlikable congressman from Massachusetts? Jake Auchincloss, Catherine Clark, Bill Keating, Steve Lynch, Jim McGovern, Seth Moulton, Richie Neal, or Lori Trahan? Trahan.
Doesn't matter. She's as forgettable as Nikki Tsongas, who was as forgettable as Marty Meehan, who was as forgettable as Chester Atkins. Need I go on? Who was as forgettable as Lumpy Shannon? God. I was going to vote for Jim McGovern, but, Jim McGovern is just kind of I'm going to put him in the same category as the septuagenarian old Irish guys who were scared of being knocked off by a transgender who just blew in as an illegal alien from the Gaza Strip. So that would be with Lynch, Keating, Neal, and McGovern, even though McGovern's further left than the others. I'm voting for Catherine Clark.
Catherine Clark is in second place at 21%. Seth Moulton is in the lead, 48%. 17% for Jim McGovern, 7% for Keating, 3% for Steve Lynch, 3% for Auchincloss Sauce, 1 for Rich Neal, and 0 for Laurie T.
I think we're a DB'd out of Springfield, though, right? We're deep delay broadcast, so we won't have most of the Springfield crew checking in for a while. Richie Neal is going to come out of the pack. That's very seldom said about Richie Neal coming out of the pack, except for when there's a free buffet down on Capitol Hill. He's not he's not exactly a luminary, shall we say. He fended off a gay guy though a couple of years ago, the mayor of Holyoke. So he's, you know, they all have to, eventually you always have to, if you're an Irish guy from Massachusetts, you eventually have to fend off a transgender or a gay or someone from out of state. And eventually you lose. 844-500-4242. I don't know any of these names except for Trahan, all useless. That's the whole point. I could come up with like six or eight really funny Barney lines, even though he was a disgraceful person. I can't think of a single thing any of these nine people have said, including Ayanna Pressley. And I don't include stuff like saying I demand reparations because I only have one mansion on Martha's Vineyard, and my drug kingpin husband had to spend 10 years in prison because the man caught him. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, I love that audio of that man, and I just hope that this coming November, people get out and vote. If Trump loses the midterms to Congress, it's just going to be gridlock and a slow death.
It is.
And the problem is with these Democrats, when Trump leaves office, if they ever gain majorities in all three houses, you know, the
branches,
Congress,
yeah,
Senate and presidency, they are going to hold him criminally liable in kangaroo court.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing about this. Jack Smith wanted to keep these charges alive. You know, these ridiculous charges about stealing all the paperwork. Did you see the latest story, Tom, about one of his minions down in Florida? She stole all of the records that were ordered sealed by Judge Cannon. She emailed them to her personal account as a Bund cake recipe. And she's just been indicted. Comey did the same thing and they didn't indict him. If I were her, she's a black woman. I'd say I'm a victim of racism, you know? Go ahead.
Well, and the thing is these people have to be prosecuted. And all I can
Absolutely.
Tell you is that after 9/11, Sandy Berger went into the National Archives and stuffed documents down his pants. That is factually correct.
It is.
And he paid very little for that. And, you know, they destroyed all of the paperwork and text messages for
the January 6th. Yeah, right. I know.
Yeah, you know, and I just have no faith in these people anymore.
No, I don't either. I'm glad they're going after this crazy black woman from Florida. But you know what? Again, she's a minion. They ought to go after Comey. Comey did the same thing. And Jonathan Turley's got a great column about it today. Maybe the statute of limitations is expired on Comey, but he did exactly the same thing. Took out all kinds of confidential documents. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I was hoping the New Hampshire State Police would come through here on the Friday before Memorial Day, and indeed they have. They've come out with the list of the arrestees at Hampton Beach. They said they arrested 50. I don't see 50 names, but they're all from Lawrence, as I expected. and we'll start going over the list here very quickly, but takes a while to the format it's in. It takes a while to go through all of them, but we'll get to them as the afternoon goes on. I just sent it to the Herald too. They should print the entire list. We'll figure out a way to get the entire list out to today on the, because it's public record. 844-500-4242. Someone's making a pitch for Richie Neal to get some votes here. Richie Neal's congressional district, Massachusetts 2, has been represented by only two people, both white men, since I was born in 1954. Ed Boland from 53 to 89 and Neal since then. If that's not a reason for term limits, nothing is. How about the Dingells in Michigan? I think that district, which is, part of what little is left of quote-unquote working-class Detroit and some of the inner suburbs, that's been represented by people named Dingell for like 100-plus years, or close to 100 years, maybe more than 100 years. And now it's with Debbie Dingell, 844. How many hyphens in that list? Again, we just got the list about 2 minutes ago.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
617 Lawrence Men. Lawrence Men. Lawrence Cholos. Mucho Lawrence Cholos here in this list and otherwise too. And we'll have it for you as we go through it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As long as we're talking about the Massachusetts delegation, this is Catherine Clark. The reason I voted for her is because she thinks that she's going to be like the number two or three person if the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives again, which again is another reason to be sure to vote a Republican wherever you are in the country for in a congressional race. And she's on with Joe Kernan on CNBC, the Squawk Box, and he's asking her about the open borders. And this is her response. Not that I'm campaigning for Catherine Clark, you understand. And someone says, you ought to point out if Trahan's getting no votes, you ought to point out her votes. You want me to point out her votes? She voted like all of the rest of them, though. They all vote the same. These are decisions in this poll that are going to be based solely on style. Cut five.
Open borders for 4 years didn't help working Americans at all. When illegal immigrants were taking jobs, and there were a lot of things that happened over the 4 years that working Americans felt totally neglected.
And those
wages fell. Real wages fell over a four-year period.
So let's take immigration as an example, because we do need secure borders. President Biden got there, but it was very, very late.
Definitely
in the end of his administration, he got there, but it was late. So we fundamentally agree. Like
20,
we need secure
20 million
borders.
What did he say, 12 or 20 million? 20? Did he say 20 million? 20 million immigrants later. Yeah, he got there. That's what they're all saying now. We've got a bunch of these cuts now. Oh, well, it did kind of get just a little out of control. And then here's the other one from her. It's a minute 21. I'm not going to play that. 844-500-4242. Joe Biden, though, he was at the top of his game. This is a flashback. This is from January 26, 2021. This is when he was conducting Socratic dialogues in the Oval Office, according to the New York Times. And by the way, the New York Times this week, they were horrified that Comer, lost in Kentucky. And they said that he is a Jeffersonian agrarian. He's a Jeffersonian agrarian who hates Jews. But anyway, this is Joe Biden. He took that break from the Socratic dialogues to make this statement about vaccines. Cut 17.
We expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early summer, but by the midsummer that this vaccine will be there. And the order, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. But we want to make, look, that's, I want to repeat, it'll be enough to fully vaccinate 300 Americans to beat this pandemic.
Good thing he me-peated it at the end.
he me-peated that number, 300. We're getting another 200 million doses, and that will enable us to vaccinate 300 Americans. Let me me-peat, let me
Visit
me-peat
vaccines.com.
That's the guy that Catherine Clark says is just doing, just did a bang up job. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, you want another one on the this is more of the Democrats totally shifting their position 180 degrees on mass immigration. First, we're going to play James Tallarico, the vegan, who claims he doesn't eat meat, but I suspect otherwise. This is his position on the border now, and it's going to be followed directly without a break on his position then. See if you can detect the difference. Cut 11.
Completely failed us when it came to border security. There was utter chaos in border communities in our state. I remember talking to my colleagues in the state house who represent border communities, and they just told me about the complete breakdown in our immigration system. And so I think that was a pretty clear and obvious failure on behalf of the president and his administration.
You can't call yourself a Christian and reject the stranger seeking asylum at our southern border.
Well, which is it? Which is it? He didn't, that first cut from right now, that didn't sound very Christian, did it? By his definition of Christian, back when Biden was president, and tens of millions of cholos were swarming across the border to kill Americans. 844-500-4242. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, Howie. Two things. Yesterday, you talked about all these old beers. How about Black Horse Ale?
Oh, that's right. That was Black. Who made Black Horse?
Out of Worcester.
Was it?
Anyway, hold on. I also wanted to talk about when Biden was elected. The Dems created the office of the president elect. Isn't that being king before you're even sworn in?
Well, he also said that, you know, when the Supreme Court said he couldn't forgive all the student loans that the hippies had run up, you know, when they're studying queer gender studies and sustainability. And remember, he said, I'm just going to defy the Supreme Court. Remember that? Isn't that something a king would say?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, by the way, that guy in down the Cape, he's my new hero.
He is. His name, by the way, is Andrew Desrochers, and he's from Marston's Mills. So we tweeted out the entire statement. He put it on YouTube, or someone tweeted it out, and I just took the last 2 minutes. It's 3 minutes long. We just tweeted out the entire 3 minutes, so you can pass that around. It really is an amazing speech. 844-500-4242. You want some more of the Democrats changing their tunes here? Ken Delanian, he is a complete fluffer for the Democrat Party, and he works for NBC. And as I was listening to this morning, I said, I am so glad that I have cut the cord, because you know, it doesn't matter if you watch anything on NBC. If you're getting cable, NBC is getting some of your money every month. So the way to put these people out of business is to just not pay them anything. And that means no cable. Get it some other way. Just, you know, streaming or if you have to pay, you'll have to pay less if you figure out one of those streaming packages than paying cable. But this guy, Delanian, he is just a complete common night walker of journalism. He's just a hack. I don't think he ever was a real reporter. He's just a, you know, he's one of these guys that, you know, like Stephanopoulos or Chuck Todd or Jake Tapper, who just, you know, he just came over as a former aide. So this is Ken Delanian in 2024. The Republicans are saying, hey, they keep saying the crime rates are down, when the crime rates, we all know they've been up since the George Floyd Black Lives Matter thug riots of 2020. And it's just that a lot of cities aren't turning in their statistics at all, or they're screwing around with them. So this is Ken Delanian denouncing the Republicans for questioning the FBI stats. Cut 18.
The latest numbers from the FBI, which come from cities, by the way, the FBI doesn't make these numbers up, showed that violent crime overall declined by a rate of 3% in 2023. The Republicans and others are pushing the narrative that this data is wrong, that crime is somehow up when it's down. Violent crime has declined significantly over the last few years and appears to be continuing to decline. It's a good news story. It's too bad that not everybody is prepared to accept it.
So remember that. He said in 2024, the FBI doesn't make these numbers up. This is what he said yesterday when the new crime stats came out. Cut 19.
Sources are telling us there's no larger number of fugitives or arrestees being taken off the street. It's just simply a numbers game. It was remarkable to hear Kash Patel really lean into these stats, which our sources say are basically bogus. These stats do not reflect additional suspects being taken off the streets, is what our sources are telling us. These stats just don't add up, and Patel is claiming credit for things that really aren't real.
Wait, so in 2024, he said, the FBI doesn't make these numbers up. Now he says these numbers are basically bogus. And he just says sources. He just says sources. He just throws it out there, sources. He doesn't say, I spoke to this guy who used to work, or this guy who's in law enforcement, or this guy who's a, you know, you don't have to identify him by name, but you at least have to put something behind him. But he just says sources. The DNC, George Soros told me to say this. The DNC told me to say this. Hakeem Jeffries. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hi, Howie. Do you remember Joe Biden when he was going to appoint that czar of free speech? Remember the kooky lady that they had the video on?
Right, yes.
But that wasn't a threat to democracy at all.
No. Of course not. That was they were going to basically shut down the First Amendment, just like Hillary had planned to do if she'd been elected president.
And the Second Amendment too. They'd like to get rid of.
Those are the one and two. There's a reason those are one and two, right? And those are the first two that the Democrats wanted to get rid of. Thanks for the call, Eddie. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
I'm just looking over these New Hampshire State Police blotters. We may have to wait until next week because the blotter is from 5'11 to 5'17. I mean, there's a lot of Lawrence men, a lot of cholos already on the thing, but the actual riot... The riot didn't happen until May 19th, which was what? Tuesday. And so we may have to wait, but we'll give you a good look at the Cholo Hall of Fame from from last week in New Hampshire. And it's always a lengthy list, and it's always the same things: open container, operating without a license, no registration, etc., etc., etc. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, this is actually Tim from Florida, but I wanted to talk to you guys about something. It's a bit obscure, but just bear with me for a minute. So in Florida, in Northeast Florida, they have this ridiculous snapper fisheries banned. that you can't fish for red snapper off the coast of Jacksonville if you're just a regular citizen. They give you like 2 days a year to go out and fish. And the crazy thing is, if you go out and fish for flounder or something else,
yeah,
you can't catch flounder because all you catch is red snapper, and you
right.
have to throw it back. And they wind up dying because you bring them up from 120 feet, and then you throw them back, and if you don't do it right, there's it's a whole thing.
And snapper is delicious fish. I love it down there.
It's very good. But they finally said, all right, we're going to give you 39 days instead of 2 days. And it was supposed to start this morning at, like, whatever, 5 a.m., right?
Yeah.
All these people were lined up to come snapper fishing. And last night at 9 o'clock, a federal judge ruled and, you know, did an injunction and said, nope, it's not going to happen. And it was the commercial fishermen that brought it in and whatever. The details aren't important. But the thing is, it's really coming down. This is like a state's right thing. And the FWC, the Florida Wildlife Commission, they've kind of had it. And I have a feeling that they're going to just say, you know what? If you guys want to enforce this, judge, you get a John boat and come down here and go 30 miles offshore, because we're not going to do it anymore. Because there's millions of snapper out there, and if they
right.
want to catch snapper, the guys in Florida can just go catch
every,
snapper.
Jim, being from Florida 6 months out of the year, every seafood restaurant in Florida, that's their go-to fish, basically, if you want a fresh fish, right?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of them, and the commercial fishermen are arguing about it because I don't even know why. A bunch of guys going out in their boats catching two or three snapper a piece or whatever for 30 days out of the year is never going to impact
yeah.
commercial fisheries. But they've convinced
who was the judge? Who was
probably,
the who appointed the judge? That's
you know
all
what?
You need to know. That's
Yeah, and I apologize. I don't have that information. But it's just like, I just think the state, DeSantis, is going to go to the FWC and say, you know what? Stand down, guys. Don't enforce this.
No,
just
I mean,
let the guys go fish.
I know DeSantis, you know, tangled with Trump during the campaign, but lately DeSantis has been very helpful to him. And I would say that, you know, he would, if he can, you know, if Trump could do anything with the judge. I mean, the judge obviously wants to, you know, become a virtue signaler like all the ones up here and on the East Coast. I mean, he, you know. The judge is in on the east coast of Florida, so it's the same thing as Boston or New York or D.C. They have Trump derangement syndrome. I'm Howie Carr.